The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. On this Friday, this Good Friday, and for those observers out there, welcome aboard today. I was a little late getting behind the microphone because the dear old lady next door that runs the tax service thing, we picked up on a conversation we had back in November about who's going to win. And I said, it's going to be Donald Trump. And she goes, I don't know about this guy. He's kind of flighty. Well, Michael Herzog is back with me today. And I know that was a large dump of information yesterday. So for clarification purposes, I brought Michael back today. How you doing today, Michael?
Well, I have to tell you, in the honest truth, I'm very tired, John. It's been a very arduous week, and to total it up, I've put about 40 hours this week into showtime, behind-the-show prep, investigations, and so forth. So, you know, I'm just kind of winding down here.
Well, yesterday we were talking about, by the way, I wanted to mention something to you. I actually heard Donald Trump say that, yeah, we got a large military budget, but that doesn't necessarily mean all that money is going to the military.
Thank you.
And I looked at that and I went, wait a minute. Didn't Mike mention something about that yesterday? And then yesterday, well, actually, this morning I was made aware of it. I guess he did this yesterday when he was up in Pennsylvania on his little whistle-stop tour to make America great again. But at any rate, he announced that the upcoming withdrawal of the military in its entirety from Syria. So I'm you know my thoughts on this one. He's unconventional, but he's done some good things, and then we perceive his moves in Washington D.C. and we're scratching our heads and we're trying to outguess Trump at the game that he's involved with right now, and it's deep.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of other people, John, and a bunch of higher other places than we are trying to figure him out, too.
Well, you know, in the interim, there's a lot of leather sucking up off the chairs in Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we had a conversation off the air today, and I know I had a guest on today, Michael Gaddy, who made a comment on my show. He says, the American people, even the RBN audience sometimes, you can't give them a whole big dump at one time because it takes some time to digest it. And I get that. And I apologize for giving a heavy dump there last night. And I was only about halfway through. And then the phone started ringing. So, you know, in the time that I have today, I would ask you, my friend, to let's just hold the phone calls off, and let me just kind of give people an overview to kind of let them digest what's going on behind the scenes here, if we can.
Okay, and what you've done is you've made your bullet points here. And you just want to give an overview. Did you get the audio clips over to Michael?
I've got them over there. Now, I want to ask you before we proceed.
Yeah.
You know, this SES, this secret, the deep state, the secret society, being a buffer between the banksters and between anything getting done to assist the American people. For those of you who think I'm a naysayer, or those of you naysayers out there that think that I'm making this up, if you would like me to, John, I will read not only Title IV of the Civil Rights Reform Act to you, but I will also read the the SES statement to Congress on December 1st, 2016, specifically Appendix 2, last paragraph, page 228 of appointments to SES positions. Now, this will take a few minutes, but for anybody who thinks I'm making this up or I'm just pulling this out of my hind end, this is congressional record, okay, signed by Jimmy Carter. And I have it right in front of me. So would you like me to read that, sir?
You know what? For the purposes of clarification and that you're not pulling this out of wherever, please, sir, continue.
Okay. The senior executive services was created by Title IV of the Civil Rights Reform Act of 1978 under President Jimmy Carter. The act reformed the civil service of the federal government, partly in response to the Watergate scandal. It abolished the United States Civil Service Commission and distributed its functions primarily among four new agencies: the Office of Personnel Management, the Merit Systems Protection Board, the Federal Labor Relations Authority, and the Senior Executive Service. On September 19, 1979, President Carter called SES the keystone of the Civil Service Reform Act, and tellingly, Wikipedia describes it as an also-ran program. Well, is it also ran or is it keystone? It cannot be both. President Carter's statement stands in stark contrast to the program's total lack of transparency and the public's total lack of awareness of its existence. Keystone for what? Hindsight provides the answer. It's the keystone for racketeering, for theft, for obstruction of justice, for conspiracy, fraud, treason, and sedition. Now, that's that part. Now, let me read what was signed by Jimmy Carter. Okay, his signature's right at the bottom of this. This is a September 19th memorandum for the heads of departments and agencies. The Senior Executive Service, the keystone of the Civil Service Reform Act, was inaugurated on July 13th. The SES offers one of the most promising venues or avenues for improving the management of federal government. I know that you share my satisfaction and pleasure that over 96% of those eligible to join the Senior Executive Service did so. It is essential that we take advantage of this demonstration of confidence in the service and maintain the momentum which it was created. Signed, Jimmy Carter. Now, one more thing. Here's the SES statement to Congress on December 1st, 2016. This is in Appendix 2, the last paragraph, page 228 of appointments to SES positions. Anybody that doesn't believe this, please go look it up. It says, and I quote, "By law, the appointment or removal of SES positions shall not be subject either directly or indirectly to review or approval by an officer or entity within the executive office of the president." Now, this was also affirmed. It was endorsed by the following senators.
What happened?
The committee, Ron Johnson, John McCain, Bob Portman, Rand Paul, James Lankford, Michael Inzi, Kelly Iote, Joni Ernst, Ben Sasse, Thomas Carper, Claire McCaskill, John Tester, Tammy Baldwin, Heidi Heitkamp, Cory Booker, and Gary Peters all asserted and signed this on the Committee of Homeland Security. So indeed, this does exist. It is in place, has been in place since 1978. Okay? Now, I got through that part. So let's just kind of give an overview of this here. Now, let me take you back. Do you remember, John, during the campaign, when Hillary Clinton had an interview with Matt Lauer in a hangar? There was she was sitting close to a jet plane, a white jet plane in the hangar, okay? And Matt Lauer was giving an interview, and he was asking her questions, specific questions about her leadership if she became president. Do you remember that interview?
No.
Okay. Anyway, in that campaign, in that interview, Matt Lauer, off the top, the questions were scripted. And Matt Lauer went off topic and asked her an unscripted question. And after that interview, in her dressing room, Hillary Clinton went ballistic, and this is according to one of her aides, and she quoted, "If that effing bastard wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished, and if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up." Okay, that was a quote from
her. Now, that part of it I remember, not the interview itself. Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, with that, what I'm going to do here, and we've all been talking about this, been looking at it for the past year, and the literal insanity of the left. Well, what I'm going to do is kind of show you an overview of why. Now, there's a three-minute clip that I'm going to ask Dan or Mike to play, all right, regarding what's at stake for these people. Now, please bear with it. Listen to what he has to say, and I'm going to follow it up by a 17-second clip. So, Mike, with that, go ahead and play this first clip.
Good morning, guys. One of the viewers, I think, said it really well. He reminded me of Hillary when she said, if Trump wins, we will all hang from the gallows. Even from the mouth of someone as screwed up and sociopathic and psychotic as Hillary Clinton, you can glean a little bit of truth every now and again. She said it. And that she meant. She was scared. And she is scared. I guarantee you, she's frightened. And so is Bill. So is Barack. So is Michelle. Why is Michelle scared? Because she knows that, I mean, yes, her marriage to Barack is just a marriage of convenience. I get that. But when he's convicted, when he's found guilty of treason, among other things, His pension goes away. All the money goes away. His freedom goes away. And she sees her life going down the toilet. Hillary meant that. She knew. Obviously she's aware of all the crimes that her and Bill have been a part of. She's aware of all the stuff that her and Barack did when she was the head of the State Department. She knows, as screwed up as she is, she's well aware that if it were found out, she'd be in prison. She knows Trump and his associates were being under surveillance. She knows all of this, and she knows not only they were under surveillance, but a whole host of other people were being spied on. She knows this. She gets it. I mean, yes, she's messed up. But it doesn't mean she doesn't understand how corrupt she is. Many years ago, down in Puerto Vallarta, I met a guy who had helped run campaigns for Democrats for 22 years. He said, Martin, these people, they know they belong in jail. They know that if someone like you ever gotten into office, you would put them in prison. They know that. They can't afford to allow people like you to get into office. They just can't. She knows. Barack knows. They get it. They're done. It's a fight. They're fighting. They're not just. Forget about the issues. The only issue here that matters to them is their money, their power, and their freedom. Forget about anything else. Forget about any ideological beliefs. They don't have any. It all comes down to money, power, freedom. Staying out of jail. Have a good day, guys. God bless y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Now, John, I want to quote quickly. Barack's pension would go away. Now, whose pension just went away when, Sessions fired him? Andrew McCabe. He was the first one to fall. Eric Schmidt with Facebook's on the run. Okay. Hillary, Bill, Barack, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, John Brennan, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, they all know the stakes. They know, or they knew, if Trump was elected, they'd all hang. Hillary said so herself. If that effing bastard wins, we will all hang. Now, I want to remind the listeners of one other thing before I continue, John. Mike, play that second clip.
You know, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
He meant it, John, and she knows it. Any comment before I continue, my friend?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Last Tuesday, on my show, I spelled out the deep state and their secret society called the SES and answered the question we've all been asking for a long time. Why has Hillary and all these criminals not been or ever have been indicted? And I gave everyone the answer. Because the SES, or deep state, call it what you will, is controlled by 500 appointed SES lawyers who oversee the decisions of the Attorney General. Why do you think that Loretta Lynch allowed the decision-making regarding Hillary's illegal server to be determined by James Comey? Why do you think Comey changed his report on Hillary from, quote, willfully ignorant to, quote, grossly negligent? It's because willful is prosecutable. Negligent is not. Hence, to prosecute these people would be tantamount under the current administration and SES. It would be tantamount to asking the proverbial fox to guard the chicken coop, i.e., the corrupt DOJ and FBI. Now, Donald Trump knew he couldn't or it wouldn't happen unless he set up a well-planned and well-thought-out strategy by people in the know regarding this deep state shadow government, i.e. the SES, to circumvent and implement new oversight and structure for prosecution. And that's what he did by both signing in and amending the Military Commissions Act of 2016 and the Military Act of Courts Martial to be able to include in their jurisdiction military tribunals for these people. This is why, John, we've been seeing insane hysterics by these people, total insanity in their actions and allegations since his election, unprecedented in the history of this country. Look back at their total insanity since his inauguration. It's because they're scared to death that their treason, their criminality, their pedophilia, their usurped power, their unspeakable acts of human trafficking, spirit cooking, rape, murder, it's all going to be exposed and show the American people who they really are. And they're terrified, John. Now, all I wanted to do yesterday is to point out a timeline of events that have transpired and actions that Trump has implemented, affirming that this is indeed what he's planning on doing. And I wanted to do this to show your audience that he is and has been strategically carrying out this well-thought-out plan and has put most of the tools now in place to be able to use it. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes sense, but I'm still a little bit fuzzy here. How this is exactly going to go from his mouth or his desk and putting this into a plan of action, because how many people are we talking about? How many supposed sealed indictments? And I'm still skeptical on this indictment thing. But
well, you don't have to be. You're a journalist. You can go into Pacer, sign up for yourself, and go look.
Okay.
All right. I mean, all you have to do is fill it. They have to vet you, but you'll do it. Okay. It's no big deal. Right. And by the way, it's out there on the internet. If you Google it, there's people that have gone in there and taken pictures of it and put it up there. So it's, you know, they're there.
No, I've actually seen some paperwork on it, but I'm still trying to get over the point here that if we have 8 or 11,000 or 18,000 or whatever the sealed indictments are, how this is going to be pulled off, because this is unprecedented in American history. There has never been anything like this, and just the machinization of it, just how on God's green earth is he going to arrest how many people?
Well, I tell you what, you answered the question at the beginning of the show when you said that the omnibus bill, you know, he happened to mention something. He said that not all of it's going to be used for the military. He could, you know, John, if you were president and you signed an omnibus bill and you know what he knows, you just got $1.3 trillion to do whatever you want to do with. What could you do with that money?
Oh, brother. $1.3 trillion? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
State-of-the-art RBN, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, among other things, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, everybody hang on. We'll take the three-minute break. We'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
By the way, before we continue here, Michael, I just wanted to drop this in. Donald Trump made a video presentation for the Good Friday and Easter Sunday and Passover, and geez, he made mention of Jesus and God and the Bible and all those other things. When was the last time you saw a president do something like that?
Been a long time.
Yeah.
I know you didn't see it in 8 years with Barack Obama, and George W. Bush never mentioned it.
Well, no, but Georgie Jr., he used to read his Bible in the Rose Garden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. What was your question, John? You still couldn't wrap your head around how they were going to do this?
Yeah, because it's unprecedented.
Well,
I don't think there has ever been that amount, and this would have to be. I don't know. These are sealed indictments. Now, are warrants issued to arrest on the spot in jail, or is it just a summons, or, you know, what is it?
No, an indictment is just that. It's an indictment. It is a arrest warrant, I believe. I'm not that technical in law to that extent, but I will say this in answer to your questions. And by the way, you know, some of these indictments may be fictitious. Some of them may be a diversion. I don't know. But in answer to your question, let me say this, that, you know, this is unprecedented. You're right. But take it away from the civil end of it. Okay, because it makes no difference in this case once he's amended this the court tribunals and so forth in the way that he has. It won't make any difference if Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General or Trey Gowdy. I don't care whether it's Mo, Larry, and Curly, and throw in Howdy Doody. It doesn't matter, okay? Because the jurisdiction is no longer there. And the reason it's been taken out of there is because these SES DOJ attorneys oversee that. They are the buffer between the government, the shadow government above them, and the bankers. That's what this is all about. Okay, so it's going to completely go out of their jurisdiction into a military tribunal, i.e. the Nuremberg trials. They were tried by the military. Okay, and that's what he has done. He has amended this to be able to prosecute these people. This is why they are terrified. They're and you can tell it in their actions, John. You know, when people get scared, they do crazy things. I mean, some of the crazy things that we've seen them do over the past year and a half, appointing a special counsel on an edict that Janet Reno put in that isn't even legal, to spend millions of taxpayer dollars money on nothing to try to find a crime to fit somebody who's not guilty of it. That's what's going on here. And all these people behind the scenes, Peter Strzok and Andrew McCabe and all these people that are conspiring behind the scenes to try to find a crime to fit this guy, to get him out of there. When in the entirety of your life have you ever seen this kind of action by supposedly trusted government officials? You haven't, John.
No.
So there's got to be a motivation for it. What would that motivation be? It isn't just because, well, he's an outsider and we don't like him. No. They know that he knows. Whoever is his advisors or was his advisors prior to, during his campaign, and after the election. Now, Phil McConnell claims one of them is him. I can't confirm or deny that. I don't call him a liar, though, because I know this just by reading that tweet yesterday. Among other things, I know that Donald Trump is in the know, and Donald Trump is as aware as we are of what is going on. I mean, and think about this, John, for you being in that position, let's put you in Donald Trump's position, and let's say that all these people, Republican, Democrat, FBI, CIA, head of NSA, Clapper, Brennan, all these people are doing everything to throw stumbling blocks in your way. Wouldn't you be a little bit upset?
Well, I don't know about being upset. If as you state, that this was a working plan even on the campaign trail or maybe even before. And he made these promises on the campaign trail. He's going to put Hillary in jail. He's going to build a wall. He's going to do this. He's going to bring jobs back to this country. He's going to do the tax thing, of which he did. There's a lot that Donald Trump said he was going to do that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, it was in la-la land to watch Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, and he is serving at the president's pleasure, to come in, and then when the deep state sock puppets start jamming Clinton or operating for the Clinton interest, go after Donald Trump with this stupid Russia collusion thing, when all the while Hillary Clinton, you want to talk about collusion and supporting Russia by selling them 20% of our uranium field, well, to watch Jeff Sessions go, well, I'm out of this. I'm recusing myself of this. Now, everybody's gut reaction to that is, what did he just say? What did he just do? But is that part of the strategic plan? And instead of sucking the attorney general's office or him into this melee, and you know what the press can do? Today, I even caught Trish Reagan, I think her name is, say and make reference to the Russian interference with U.S. elections, which has been debunked. There's more shenanigans going on within the parties trying to deep six each other's votes and not counting the right ballots or not allowing this or not allowing that. There's more collusion on the vote here in this country than there ever was for Russia or anybody else. We got to take this break. Michael Herzog is with us today. He'll be with us maybe for about another half hour, and we'll talk some more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back. So, the Senior Executive Services set up by Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Trump is going, you know, I've said this, Michael, and you've heard me say it many times. If you want to make America great again, one of the first and fundamental things you have to do to make this a functioning and fair economy is to have an honest money system. Do you think that he's going to be going after the Fed Reserve?
Well, think of it this way, John, and this is the analysis that I've come to conclude both through my research and other people who have researched this, is the SES was put into existence. And that award that I told you that Al Gore gave to Janet Reno and Jamie Gorelick and Christine Marcy for was effectively reinventing government. It was put there to put a bubble, in other words, a shield between the actual government and the banksters. Now, let me put it to you this way. If I'm sitting here holding a 45 caliber automatic and you've got a bulletproof vest on, I can shoot you, but you're not going to die. But if you take off that vest and I shoot you, you're going to die. You remove that veil from that umbrella, if you will, from the real government, and you disperse with that shadow government that is protecting the banking system, and the answer is yes. Which is why I read that H.R. 5404 yesterday on your show. I think it's just coincidental that Alex, what's-his-face, introduced that bill on the 22nd of March. Okay? Now, I'm continuing to oversee these timelines of what actually is going on here. And every time I see him make a move, I haven't even looked into the Syria thing. It could be true, might not be true. I heard a comment on Michael Rivero's show today. Michael's poo-pooing it, saying, well, I don't know whether I believe that or not, blah, blah, blah. I don't know whether to believe it or not either, okay, until I research and I look at the strategy behind it. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, in answer to your question, yes. They start going up the line with these people, and these treasonous traitors that are SES members have sold out. Now, there's an institute, a school, that anybody, before they are appointed to the SES, it is mandatory that they attend this school. And I can't remember the name of it. It's called SEI. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in Virginia, ironically. They have to go to this school, and if they're not already globalists, they are certain to be and, formed into globalists before they're ever appointed. So this entire mechanism is set up like an octopus to protect those international banksters. And you have to ask yourself this question, John. These are international. They've never conformed to the Federal Reserve. They've never been audited or anything. And we use their funny money system by fiat, by no congressional, in complete opposition to the United States Constitution. Okay, you take that buffer away and open them up. Okay, and it would be very easy then to say, okay, boys, we're dismissing the debt. It's gone. We're going to start printing our own money. What are they going to do?
Well,
what are they going to do?
There is a move, and it's just not a few states here and there. But evidently, there's a lot of states that are looking at seriously or in the process of enacting the legislation needed to do their own state banks. Now, up to this point, every bank, national, small, credit union, I don't care what it was, we all used the currency of the country, the Federal Reserve note. And I've said this before, I posed this scenario, that if you wanted to do away with the Federal Reserve, that the only thing that you would have to do is make available to banks the new script, the new currency, which could be the federal note. He could be riding on the coattails here of what JFK did back in 1960, I think it was 3 by executive order.
61.
61? Okay. So at any rate, it was my understanding that it was 5 months before they killed him.
You could be right. It's executive order 11110.
Yeah. Okay. So at any rate, this would be a very easy transition for the Department of Treasury to make available to these state banks the non-interest-bearing currencies. Just a simple swap. Okay, if Joe Blow from Kokomo had $152.19 in his bank account, that could very easily be replaced with a new script. Now, having said that, is Donald Trump the kind of guy? Is he a swashbuckling, 7-foot-tall, I want to make America great again? Is he capable of doing this? Well, if he knows what we know, then that could be a good sign and a big maybe. But this has been my contention all along. I don't give a damn what you do. I don't care who's running things. As a matter of fact, I think there was a quote there I don't care who runs the country. Just give me the control of the banks, and they can believe or do whatever they want.
I'm Shell Rothschild.
Thank you. So Make America Great Again, was that just a campaign slogan? Or is Donald Trump really capable of doing this? From you and I mean, we're not steamed in politics here. We're not vying for votes. We're not seeking public office. We don't have to get out there and stretch the truth or make promises we know we can't keep. But this country is literally choking in debt. And what most people do not consider is, Guido, the gangster bankster, is allowing the juice to run on that debt. So, you know, I've made the statement before, Mike, you know, when these Congress critters and senators alike in Washington, D.C., they're voting for this, they're voting for that, they're voting money out of the public largesse. It's really not money that's there. It's money that has to be borrowed. So what I'm seeing here, that Trump, he did his $1.3 trillion thing, but it's to his discretion where that money goes. That was an omnibus, you know,
right.
spending bill. That wasn't locked. It says that X number of dollars are going to go here, and then they get paid. Now, I'm already starting to see him, and I've already heard him say that, you know what, we have over $500 million allocated to the military, whatever. I can use that money. He said, look, we've already started on the wall. We got $1.6 billion toward that. In September, we will have more. And he says, I don't give up. And he was serious about this. He says, I don't give up. He said, I haven't forgotten about that. He said, we're going to build that damn wall. So I see many things that he has done or initiated. I just hope to hell he's got the guts to carry it out. And he's,
maybe what? I was going to say, may I interject something? When he was on the campaign, I'm pretty good at reading body language because I'm an investigator, and that was one of the courses I had to take, an investigation. When Donald Trump was going through his campaign and he was talking to people and making the promise that he was going to drain the swamp, he meant it. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. His body language showed it. His eyes showed it. His whole structure showed it. Now, that being said, whether it was before he got into office or when he got into office, I believe it was before. I believe he already knew about the SES, and I believe that he already knew that in order to do this, he was going to have to completely revamp the justice system to get around these lockstep, goose-stepping international bank protectors, if you will, okay, and completely set up a different jurisdiction. He's already done that. And again, I have to emphasize, these people are terrified. All right, because the jurisdiction, it would be like you getting busted here for, a marijuana joint or cocaine, all right, and you're going to face jurisdiction here in this country. But you go do it in another country, this country and this jurisdiction has nothing to do with it. Go watch the movie Midnight Express. That's what I'm talking about, a completely separate jurisdictorial entity that has the power to do that. That's what he has already set up. Why would he waste his time?
He doesn't have a lot of time to waste, that's for sure.
No, and as long as you bring up that point, and I will emphasize again, and I said it yesterday, okay, what we're going to see happen here, if I'm right, if I'm wrong, I'll own up to it, you know that, but if I'm right, this event is going to take place prior to the midterms elections. And if I'm wrong, okay, then this is not being set up to go after them. It's being set up to go after us. Which is it? Which would you rather it be?
I'll take one from column A and leave column B alone.
Well, interestingly enough, Monday, Tom Lacovara played a two-minute clip on my show from a statement that was made by Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers wrote Rules for Radicals, and Bill Ayers was Barack Obama's, one of his mentors, okay? And they were talking about the revolution and a coup on America, and at that time there's about 250 million people in the country. And they were talking about, what do you do with the people that resist this? Well, about 25 million, or 10%, take it now to about 33 million or 10%, would have to be re-educated and, you know, put into camps to re-educate. Well, what happens if you can't re-educate them? Then they would have to be eliminated. Okay, there's only two options here. This is being set up for something. It certainly isn't being set up for terrorists because, let's face it, ISIS is gone in Syria. Assad has won that war, all but won that war. If they're pulling out of Syria, that's why. Okay, maybe they're coming at it from a different strategy. I haven't researched it that deep yet to know, John. Okay, but I the only thing I can say is there's only one or two reasons that these implementations have been made. It's either to go after them or go after us, one or the other.
Can we take a phone call here?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Eric in Tennessee. Hello, Eric.
John, simple point. The Federal Reserve started in 1913.
Right.
I pulled out my wallet today to look at all my Federal Reserve notes, and there was not a one printed past 2013.
Right.
Just a point of interest. I don't know if anybody's got a 2014 or 15, but did that stop in 2013? Just a good question. Yeah, put it on the air and see if anybody has the 14 or 15 or 16 out in their wallet.
Wow. I don't. I got $1 here, and it actually says 2013 on it.
Well, wait a minute. Let me check my itty bitty here.
But you know, as long as we're on that topic, it was pointed out to me by my Friday co-pilot Daryl that if you look down at the bottom right-hand corner, it says Secretary of the Treasury, and then there's a signature there. And Daryl pointed out to me that, you know who pays that man? And I said, probably the World Bank. And he said, yes, you're right.
Yep.
He gets paid by the World Bank. And when these people pay their taxes and look on the back of their check, if it's stamped Secretary of the Treasury, he is only the trustee for the World Bank, because all of this money goes in to pay the interest on the debt that's being created. So the IRS is nothing more than a collection arm of the International Monetary Fund. That's all it is.
All right. I just checked two ones, and it's 2003 series. I'm looking at a $10 bill, and it's a 2009 series. That's all the cash I got.
Okay, now you're going to make me go over. You're going to make me go over to my stash place here. Give me about half a minute. I got to go look up some dollar bills. Hold on. All right, go ahead and talk, John.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking about this today. I was talking to Michael earlier, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is the number one stumbling block for anything that we're going to be able to do in this country. It's going to do one thing. It's going to cut off the eternal blank checks to Congress. We're not going to be able to spend money that we don't have. And that is double plus good, because there is tons, billions and trillions of dollars over the years just absolutely borrowed against what? Our ability to churn out a few more dollars to pay the international gangsters their principal along with their interest. We cannot retire the debt. We could not work long enough. Even if we devoted all taxes collected to go to these damn bankers, we can't retire this debt. It's impossible to do. So, you know, if I'm going to make America great again, if I'm Donald J. Trump, and I know that this has been going on for what now, 105 years? 105 years. None of these fiat systems have ever lasted more than 100 years, and the reason being is they print the money, and they devalue the currency, and eventually it just goes away. It literally disappears into nothing. Well, we've been doing it now for 104 years.
Well, there's a reason for that, John.
Is?
Well, it's tied to the petrodollar. If we hadn't been tied to the petrodollar via the Bretton Woods Agreement and OPEC, it would have already collapsed. But in answer to the caller in Tennessee, I forgot his name. I'm not looking at dollars. I'm looking at $100. And every one of them, I'm not going to tell you how many I got, but every one of them is 2009. One of them.
Okay. Well, I got 2003. I got two ones and a 10. So I don't know. At any rate, Eric, thank you. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. I'll mute out. Thanks, John.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is.
Well, listen, John, in all honesty, you know, and I get these emails all the time. I get calls from people, and there's a lot of cynicism that comes out, and rightly so, on RBN. But, you know, this is optimism. I prefer to err on the side of optimism until I see that there's no hope. And there have been times, this has been a roller coaster, John. You and I have talked about this. Trump has done something. I said, oh, my God, no, not this, blah, 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 you know, and whatever. When I went down and I did the research, and this was last weekend when I finally bit into this, I wasn't even brought to my attention. I bit into this and I said, whoa, wait a minute here. And the deeper I got into it, it was almost like the revelation I had back in 2005, John, when I woke up to what was really happening in the world. All right. There was that much of an impact, and I looked at this and I said, you know what? We're all looking at this wrong. This man made a promise to make America great again. He realized what he had to do to do it. His timeline that I read out on your program yesterday is showing that he is doing it bit by bit by bit, and it's almost in place, if it isn't totally in place already.
Well, I haven't, you know, I've told you, Michael, that I'm neither an optimist nor a pessimist.
Come on, John. I know better than that.
No, you don't know better than that.
All right.
An optimist in this life is often disappointed, a pessimist often surprised. But when you're rolling the dice here on your own country, I'm going to, just as I said yesterday, with both feet here, one on the train, Trump train platform, and one on the train station platform, and hope the damn thing doesn't move because caller said you're going to be doing the splits. But I'm going to remain fairly neutral and try to be as objective as I possibly can. And I'll give you the simple reason for this. Because there have been so many people in this country that have been fed false hopes before, only to see those crumble. That has a way of wearing on your spirit and your psyche and your soul. A little bit. You know, it's like sands through the hourglass, like the days of our lives. Now you turn that hourglass over and you look at it and go, okay. Now there's a little bit of sand down there. You look back a little bit later, there's a little bit more sand. Well, I equate that sand to the spirit of this country. And time is running out on this thing. So whatever we're doing in the future, baby steps, every journey starts with the first step. So the first step that I see, and I've seen Trump doing some steps here, not to Texas dodge him two-step here, but I've seen him moving on some of his campaign promises, and I'm hoping that this turns out better than I could have imagined. But
I'm not that optimistic either, John. I'm hopefully optimistic, but I could tell you if this thing pans out, you're going to get your wish. You're going to get your constitutional republic back.
Okay, now, okay, hold on, Michael. Constitutional republic back. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Must come down. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea? when we started out.
Okay. We're winding down this hour with Mike Herzog. Well, Michael, what I can say right here, do you have another one, Mike? Mike Slatichek. Make it quick. We're running out of time in this hour.
What?
Just tell me who it is. John in Kentucky? Go ahead, John.
Hey, John.
Yep.
I'm very excited about hearing this news. But I've got to tell you something. There is, since it's Good Friday, I thought everybody would be happy to hear that Satan has pulled a trick on the American people and on the world. And if you look at your calendar, you will see that March 20th is the first day of the spring equinox. That is the Hebrew New Year, Abib, which means green ears, also Nisan in the Hebrew. So green ears is the Egyptian word.
Okay.
So the 20th is day one of the new year. That's January 1 for the Hebrews.
Okay.
So if you count to today, which is the 30th, it's 11 days. Tomorrow is 12th. April 1st is the 13th. The 2nd of April is the 14th, and at evening is when Passover starts, and then the 15th is evening. So, what's happened here is the whole world is following this word Easter. It's only one time in the Bible. It's at Acts 12, verse 4. And if you take it to the Strong's Concordance and look at what the manuscripts say, it's the word is P-A-S-C-H-A, which is Passover. So what does the word Easter mean? If you go to a Webster's Dictionary, you'll find out that it's the female counterpart of Baal.
Okay, John, Michael is only here for
I understand. But what Michael is saying is something that I'm telling you this because I've told Trump this. And what you said earlier, what his acknowledgement was, did he say anything about Easter being fake and really you should be doing Passover, which is on April 2nd and 3rd? Did he say anything about that?
No, I don't believe that he did.
Okay, well, I wanted to know because I haven't
heard
that.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you said you've told Trump this. How exactly did you tell him?
I've written over 12 letters, probably up to 15. Also, with Heritage Foundation, I've been nailing them. The last guy quit when I did it last year. What was the name of the congressman that was running Heritage last year?
I don't remember.
Anyway, that guy, DeMint, Jim DeMint.
Okay.
And so, because I said, you let Trump, you know, roll Easter eggs on the White House lawn after I warned you about this? What's wrong with you? And he quit. Now, Ed Fulner is in charge there, and I've written him letters. Also, the membership committee.
Okay.
Anyway, the whole point, yeah. I need you to hold me over the break.
Wow.
Hey, John, I'll hang out.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, my Uber screen is not orange yet, so we're good.
Okay, all right, everybody hang on a second. If I send a letter to Donald Trump, how the hell do I know whether he read it?
You don't.
No, you don't, because it
it's like sending it to a jail. The SES reads it first, and you might not get it.
Okay, hold on. Everybody hang on. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll be right back.
We must take America back. We must take America back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes.
then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.